Okay, good evening, ooh, YouTube. Welcome back to... Well,
look.
What?
We've badly managed our...
Oh, the camera is well out, isn't it? The camera's well out. I have to set this up terribly. Here we go.
Hang on.
Let's start that again.
No,
wait,
you're going the wrong way.
No,
I'm going the wrong way.
Okay. Sorry, podcast listeners. Here we go. Look, that's...
There we go.
That's better, isn't it?
Right, okay.
That's better. Hello, everyone. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to this episode of FBR Family.
I don't know.
I was in the usual mood, and for some reason, you just decided to mess around with the technology. And...
Well, it wasn't right.
You're right. You're absolutely spot on there. It wasn't right. But we are right now, I think. Are you happy with this? Can I get on? Is it okay to carry on now?
Please say hello to everyone.
Excellent. I'll say hello to everybody. Good. I think Mike should probably come up a little bit. God, we're all over the shop today, aren't we?
So what happens when you get back of a stag do, watch
all
a football
over the
match,
shop,
put the kids to bed and then start coming on a stream?
Do you know what? If I'm looking a little bit dishevelled, folks, that is why. Yes, I've come back from... Yeah, hair's all over the
come
place.
On,
this, I'm perfect for the podcast this week. Honestly, I've had a stag do in Prague
perfect
this weekend, which was your brother, my brother-in-law's stag do, so... Getting married in a few weeks. Going to be a
Why
great
are you
day.
Praying?
Very much. So. Praying. It's going to
happen.
Yeah, praying that they're going to do. Yeah, they will do it. Yeah, they will get married. But yeah,
praying for the weather.
Praying for good weather. Praying for a lovely day, which absolutely will be. But yes, I've spent the last few days in Prague, which, by the way, is beautiful. Czech Republic
second
is beautiful.
Time in 3 weeks.
It's second time in 3 weeks. I've been all over the stag do at
the
minute.
Why are
you
taking me as compensation for all of this?
Well, I'm not, Sam. I'm not. That's the problem. You know,
no,
in, a few,
you are.
In a few weeks, I've got another trip away.
No, you are. Believe me.
Is it time? Maybe it's time to break the news to the FPL family right now that actually on the last game week of the season, I have a work trip away Friday till Monday. So
the evening before game week 30, the weekend before game week 38, so game week 37.
Oh, so it's been, I thought it was going to be the last game week 38, and I wasn't going to be here for the finale. And...
No, you will be here for the finale, but we won't have watched any matches because we on game week 38 when matches are taking place, we are watching Evie doing her ballet show.
It's all go in the FPL family household. It is all go.
So
Sam,
if it goes down to the wire, like if Spurs are going to qualify for Europe on that final day,
yeah.
If Liverpool could still win the league on that final day, we won't know.
Both
because
things.
We'll be watching our six-year-old do...
Yeah.
What's she doing? Narnia. She's doing Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. Yeah, Chronicles of Narnia. And both things could happen, as we saw this weekend, Liverpool-Man City, which I think has got to go down there.
It's a terrible cup of tea.
It's not a good cup of tea.
It's absolutely terrible.
It's looking like, I was going to swear then, but Nat's stuff, isn't it?
It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, what have you done there? You've made that wrong, haven't you?
I made it in a hurry.
Yeah.
Because we were a bit late, and I was like, oh, I'm...
Do you actually want to drink? I'd just put it to the side. I'd be giving up on that.
I'm going to have to drink it.
Oh, what?
Well, I can't sit on a stream without a drink.
Well, it's not looking good, that. It's not looking good. Anyway, listen, Sam, we're already,
three
or four minutes in.
This is terrible.
We haven't spoken about anything. I've touched on Liverpool-Man City, which, I don't know about you guys, but I thought that was game of the season. I mean, what a game. Unbelievable game at the Etihad today. Liverpool and Man City going toe-to-toe in what was being billed as a bit of a title decider. Not much has changed. The team have won, you know, Liverpool got an extra point, City got an extra point. If you look at some of the fixtures for City for the run-in, my personal belief is that they're not going to drop any points between now and the end of the season. But
yeah,
it's a funny old time of year. Anything can happen. And I'm hoping that we get some snookers because we need them now, Liverpool.
Did you think that Arsenal were going to lose to
Well, this
Brighton?
Is it. Yeah, quite. Some weird and wonderful results. And of course, at this end, stage of the season...
Did you think Everton were going to beat Man United?
No.
Things have happened in the last couple of weeks. I wouldn't... Put it past it.
It's a funny old game week. It's a funny old game week. And it is this time of the season, of course, that the European competitions come to the fore as well. So there'll be chopping and changing and rotation and stuff. But listen, we'll look at some of the run-ins as well for Liverpool. We'll look at the Man City run-in because I, for one, don't have any Man City in my team right now. And I'm looking at that performance today.
You don't have any?
I don't have any Man City in my team. And I'm looking at that performance today and thinking, you're going to need some. I'm definitely going to need some going forward. Because their fixtures look very good. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to need him back in. But there's a certain Belgian that is looking absolutely bang on form. And
that
is why I put him here on the graphic. Because he was unreal today. Unreal. Like, I just love... I know it's against my team, right? But just the guy is... picks the right pass every flipping time. It's just so good. And he was the maestro again today. So good, Kevin De Bruyne. Really was. And I'm starting to wonder whether I might have to make some sacrifices in my FPL team to get him
in. Because last week when I suggested selling Salah, you said, and you went off on one. And then when I suggested it on the FPL show, you also were a bit like, no, definitely not.
Yes.
Are you now saying maybe?
Well, I'm warming to that
right.
as a possibility.
See,
I really am.
Now.
Have you?
You want a stag do. You didn't see how terrible Man United were.
What's that got to do with the price of chips?
Will you play them next?
Oh, I see. Right, we're up against them next. Yeah, true enough.
Dreadful.
And there's quite a lot in the... Have you seen this in the news, in Twitter? This Ronaldo thing that happened as he was coming off the pitch.
Naughty.
And he's like hit a kid's phone out of their hand and all sorts.
Handle
it's
boys.
Just like... Just says a lot about what's going on at Manchester United right now. That they go to Everton, who are a team equally got their own issues, right? But that's a very, very important win for them this weekend. More on that a bit later on. And that, you know, they're now, a few points clear, Everton? So it looks like they might actually get out of it. But it's all... lots of football still to go, right? Still 7 games to go, 8 or 9 for some teams, if you're Leicester City. titles to be decided. We've got a 4th place shootout. We've
got Fest in the middle of it.
We've got Fancy Football Fest in the middle of it. We've got a relegation battle that's going to the wire. It is going to be...
Never mind that.
A brilliant climax to the season. Oh, very, very good. Very, very good. And you must be, you'll be delighted with that. I mean, let's not talk about it right now, but it's got to be delighted with that. Spurs going to Villa Park. 5-0 is going on.
4.
Was it 4-0? Sorry, yeah, 4-0.
I mean, I loved it.
So good, Spurs.
Yeah, we got a takeaway. We watched the game. Me and the kiddies doing the Spurs sunshine celebrations. It could have been better if I hadn't sold some 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm starting to think that this game week has polarised people. I think if you've got Son, and if you had him as captain, you've got a green arrow. And if you haven't, you've probably got a red. I, for one, Captain Kane. I know you, Captain Kane, as well. So listen, I'm not complaining because he's got
Kulusevski, shouldn't we?
Well, maybe. Yeah, well,
although to be fair, Kane. So I was watching this game with my mum and dad yesterday. I was telling the guys in our Slack channel. Kane got booked, didn't he, quite late on? In that
yes,
game.
He did. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went absolutely.
It cost
mental.
Him some baps as well.
And
I
my
think.
Dad went. What is the matter with you?
You
and I was like, right, Dad, let me give you an FPL lesson here.
Yeah.
So basically, he's just cost me 6 points. And my dad was like,
What
are you talking about? I was like, yeah, a point for getting booked. He's my captain. Double it. He's just lost a couple of bonus points. He was my captain. Double them. Dad was like, yes, all right, darling.
Yeah, but you can see why he didn't get any bonus points, because actually he was 6th amongst forwards for BPS.
He would have if he hadn't
this
got
game
booked.
Week. So had he not got booked, he would have been a little bit up there. And when I say he's 6th, he was pretty close, because look, Jesus 34, Wood 34, Pukki 38, but Kane 33, tied with Rodrigo. So actually, despite the 3 assists that he got, 0 bonus points for Harry Kane, which is a bit of a shame. If you captained Harry Kane, but listen, no complaints from me. I mean, I was always going to captain Kane. Would you have captained Son if you had Son?
Yeah.
Would you? I think I probably still would have gone Kane, I think. I probably still would have gone Kane.
I'd have captained Son just because of the way that Aston Villa play.
Yeah, quite possibly. Quite possibly. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam. Bernardo Santos is in. He says, Salah to KDB or Son. And that's a question that we've already floated here on FPL Family. And I have to say, we're probably going to revisit it in the not-too-distant future, this Salah move to... You know, we've had long periods of this season where you've gone with Salah and there hasn't really been any other premiums that you want to sell him for and get in. But right now...
There is.
There are multiple.
Yeah.
And he's a hard hold at the minute. He really is. And when I say hard, I mean he's a difficult to hold at the moment, in my opinion. Particularly as some of the other Liverpool midfielders, Diogo Jota, doing very well indeed. Mane as well scoring today. So... Salah with what? By the way, a very good assist. I thought the assist for the second goal, for Mane's goal, 40 seconds into the set, was very good, very, very sharp.
A couple of moments
assist.
He should have got points as well today.
Possibly. But listen, you know, no goal
against
from open play again.
Against a team that wasn't Man City, if he'd have played like that against any other team, he would have got a goal.
Yeah. What I will say is, if you are thinking of Salah out to anybody, just hold fire, because as usual in FPL, we've got Champions League,
yes.
We've got Liverpool to play City again next weekend in the FA Cup, although the game will have started by then, I believe.
Yeah, it's
that
really
right.
difficult this, because
it
obviously
is tough,
I'm going to activate my bench boost for next week.
Are you? Okay.
But it is a quandary, because obviously, more about my disaster of a game week again later, but I brought in Ryan Fraser to prep for next week.
Oh yeah, tough one. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Anyway, but of course, that is a risk, isn't it? Because this is an elongated game week. So we've got people playing in the FA. So it's not like, Salah plays in the FA Cup, God forbid, gets injured.
Yes.
That means he doesn't then play midweek. Whereas, you know, in normal weeks, you'd have them playing at the weekend in a single game week and you'd be safe-ish from injury. But with this one, we've got multiple games and things that can change. So I'll be making my decisions quite late and praying that the FA Cup doesn't affect me too much.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a fair point. Miena Sidhom, who's one of our YouTube channel members. Hey, Miena, how are you? He says the EO is terrifying. Salah's EO is always going to be terrifying.
He's 100
right?
of my
always.
Bracket this week.
Yeah, he's always going to be terrifying. But we're getting to the stage of the season where if you're chasing in your mini leagues, or you're not in an OR, if you're not in an overall rank where you want to be, that's the sort of risk I think you need to start to think about taking is Salah out to somebody. But more on him a bit later on. Who else have we got? We've got the Van City Blues. I had Son and Kane, and he went with Kane, captain. And he's got a little emoji that looks shocked with it. Listen, that would have been that's a coin toss for me. The Son, if you've got both of them, listen, captain. If you've captained Kane this week and you've got Son, don't beat yourself up. Kane was on fire at the minute, Kane. And I don't think anyone was expecting the hat trick, right?
No, it was a very tight call. I think, and on the FPL show, I said a captain Kane, and because I own him. But the more I looked at it and the underlying stats, the more I thought, I think if I had, and the way that Villa were playing, I think I was thinking, if I had Son, I probably would have gone with him.
Yeah.
But the reality is they're both great picks.
And just a word on Villa then, because I tell you what, let's get into this, Sam. Let's get into. I've said generally hello to a few people. Okay, yeah, not so many. So welcome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the stream. Usually the hellos take a bit longer, but we've got a lot to talk about, Sam. A lot to talk about. And I do want to, let's get into that Spurs game because it is going to be a talking point. A lot of us have got three Spurs assets. So if you're in the position where you've got two and you're thinking about third, because I would strongly suggest that you do think about third the way they're playing at the minute, averaging well over two goals a game since Conte's come in now. It's a free scoring Spurs, honestly. And you could be forgiven if Spurs were free scoring, but also letting in a ton of goals as well, and they were going gung-ho to, score one more goal than the opposition, that sort of tactic. But you're not. You're defending very, very well. And the likes of, Romero really showing his class. Doherty injured in this game as well. So we need to talk about that and how that might affect Spurs coming into the next few weeks. But give me your sort of general view on the game, because I've got a bit of a feel that the Stevie Gerrard... the honeymoon period might be a little bit over for Villa, and he showed himself to be a bit tactically inastute, I thought, in that game. No, I did, because if the setup's clearly wrong and it's not working for you, I didn't think that he had the tools to really change it correctly. Not taking anything away from Spurs,
right, actually, because I thought in the first half we obviously took an early lead.
Yes,
but then it was Villa that were the threatening. They were on the attack constantly. But the problem is that their attacks weren't working. So they were the ones that were constantly attacking, but they were never really majorly threatening. And that was the problem, is that they get into these really good areas, but there were no finishes on them. Or either that, or Hugo Lloris pulled out a few worldy saves. Now, the difficulty is, I think, when you've got a squad like Villa's, is, he's got clearly an 11 that he favours. But then, you need to be... What are you up to?
I'm just moving the mic again.
You need to... sometimes you need, an impactful bench that can come on and just change the way that you do things. And in the past, maybe that's been Danny Ings and changing the way that they play up top. But of course, he started with the both of them. So you've got to make some tough decisions then. I thought Villa were unlucky not to have scored, but Hugo Lloris had a blinding game. And the thing is with Spurs is that we rode it, and then when we got the opportunities, we took them, and we took them with both hands. And that's Conte in a nutshell, isn't it? That's, why we've become so much better a team. He's learned how to deploy those players. Now, if you're a Doherty owner...
What are you doing about Doherty? Are you sideways to a Ben Davies, or do you go for Reggie on now if Doherty... First of all... We should say, what's the diagnosis on Doherty? Or something?
He was going for a scan today.
Okay.
I don't think they've made an announcement. Well, the last I checked, which was about 2 hours ago, they hadn't made any announcements
yet.
But it didn't look great, did it? Because he did it. He was down for a very long time. Then he got up and said, I'll try and play on. Then he was down again within 5 minutes. Then he tried to play on again. Then he was down again. And it's like...
I think I heard something from Conte saying he hopes it's not too serious. But it's a bit of a... I don't know, you could say that about anything, couldn't you? But with Doherty's injury record, you do worry a little bit, I must say.
You do, you definitely do. My view is that if it's... I don't think it looked good, to be honest.
So if he's out for a bit, where would you go? What would you swap him for? Because he's not exactly the most expensive defender. Part of the reason we've all got him, right? He's nice and cheap. So where do you go?
Yeah, I mean, you can go Ben Davies, but you're not going to get any attacking... I know he scored last week, but you're not going to get any real attacking threat from Ben Davies. He was as surprised as the whole stadium were last Sunday against Newcastle when he scored. So yes, you can, but then you're banking on clean sheets. I think you could maybe have a little look. Well, then you're looking at one of the other wing backs, aren't you? So you're looking at either, and he played Royale and Reguilón when Doherty went off. So of the two of them, I would prefer Reguilón. But Sessegnon is back and available. So that puts another caveat in there, because it seems like Royal is going to be the safest one if Doherty's out. He'll take that position.
Okay.
Reguilón and Sessegnon will then fight it out between themselves for the other side of the pitch.
So the Spurs fixtures coming up, Brighton, Brentford and Leicester before that trip to Anfield, which, to be honest with you, which will form the first of your double game week 36. As a Liverpool fan, I'm sitting here, now that the City game's out of the way, I'm saying that's our most dangerous game left. It truly is, because I think the way that Liverpool set up is perfect for the likes of Son and Kane to do some damage. Mm. But the next three for Spurs look good, and I must admit, I was quite happy having Doherty sitting there representing my Spurs defender. And, I more about my team a bit later on, but given that I haven't got Cancelo, and I have got some money in the bank, I'm trying to get from Doherty to Cancelo, which is no mean feat, right? Because you need quite a few pounds to do that. Hence my thinking about the Salah sale, and might I get some money out of Salah to do that, right?
But I never thought I'd hear this from you.
No, I know, but I'm just looking at City's next few fixtures. Yeah, I know you can film a forehead all you want, but...
The thing is, by selling a Spurs defender, it does give you the opportunity to go with the three up top, which is where you really want to be invested. You could then go Kane, Son and Kulusevski if you're going to downgrade Salah.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Well, these are all games where you could score pretty big, right? Brighton, Brentford, Leicester. Those are all games that look good for Spurs. And I'll be happily holding Kulusevski and Kane. No
problem. Is the lunchtime kickoff, though, on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. The way
Brighton were a lot better.
He's got you playing is pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. So don't want to talk too much about Villa, because obviously got the blank in 33.
Yes.
So if you've got Coutinho, if you've got Cash, if you've got Watkins...
Leeds and Wolves too.
Leeds and Wolves and Villa all blanking here, but if you've got any of those Villa players, then yeah, it's either a bench or it's a sell, isn't it? So sadly, and I have to say, they are looking like a bit of a sell. I wouldn't be holding and benching for this week. They're not looking.
I think if you've got Ramsey, you can easily hold him, and I would hold Cash as well, because he was dangerous in those games.
Yeah,
I think Coutinho's different because he's holding up one of those premium-ish midfielder spots, mid-priced midfielder spots, but.
They've got nice games after the blank, haven't they?
They've got two doubles in 35 and 36.
I know.
I don't think you sell Matt Cash, and I don't think you sell Jacob Ramsey. Coutinho, maybe.
Possibly,
just because it frees up that space where you can invest in someone else. But if you're not bench boosting in 33, then there's no reason why you can't hold them. They come out of that it's Norwich, and then two doubles, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, it is. Yeah. So it's Leicester, Norwich, Burnley. Burnley and Liverpool form the double, it looks like, right now. And then it's a double header at home, Palace and Burnley, both home in 37. So I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here, but yeah, factor that into your thinking. Maybe my feeling of, an auto sell ahead of a blank 33, perhaps you need to temper that a little bit, because it is pretty good once you get the other side of this blank.
You look at Newcastle, they looked awful against us last week. They did not look awful against Wolves on Friday night.
No.
So I think it says more about the opposition potentially than it did about Villa themselves.
It does. You're playing very, very well. Do you think you'll get top four?
I don't want to speak about it. I don't want to speak about it because, quite frankly, I was rather excitable on Saturday evening, as my children and my parents will testify. I hope so. That's all I'll say, because I think if we do, life in North London will be...
I think if you can get top four and you can back the manager in the summer, I think if Levy can stop being such a tightwad, undo his purse strings for... who is, frankly, one of the top managers in the world. We said this when he came in.
I'll go and have a word with Daniel.
He's top five manager in the world, in my opinion. You've got to back him.
I'm going down there for the North London derby.
If he can do this with Doherty and Royale, imagine when he's got some decent fullbacks. Imagine what you could be like with some decent players. Doherty is all right, but he's getting a tune out of him. Imagine he had a decent player there. Unreal.
Imagine if we took Trent and Robbo off you.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
Or Cancelo off Man City.
Go on then. Let's talk about Man City and Liverpool then, because you've mentioned Trent, you've mentioned Robertson, you've mentioned Cancelo. Not too much in the way of clean sheets, but, the fullbacks in this game were unreal. Trent was pretty good. Robbo had a solid game, but Cancelo was really good. And I was watching him time in, time out in that game, thinking I need him back in my fantasy team. And
I forgot you didn't have him, actually.
Yes, I don't. I don't have him. And I'm thinking about how do I get him back in. And going from, as I said before, Doherty to Cancelo.
It's quite tough.
Feels tough. Plus then I've got, Cancelo and Trent and Robertson. I've suddenly got quite a lot of money at the back. And I'm not invested in a Chelsea defender, which is still something that I think I might look to do at some stage. Despite the 1 point cameo from Reece James, when he's back and fit and firing, he's a great FPL asset, as we know, right? So I'm not leaving myself too much room to play if I'm going to go this kind of big at the back strategy.
It's not really working for me at the moment, though, so...
No. So if I was going to go back to Cancelo, it possibly would be Robertson that makes way. It's not going to be Trent. It's not. I'm not going to sell Trent, but it probably would be Robertson.
If it was Trent, it would give you that money that you need.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. But what about this game, then? Well, I mean, what a game, first and foremost.
It was
unbelievable
a great game.
Yeah.
I thought, actually, in the first sort of 25 minutes... Man City were, they blew you away, really. They were really, really good. Liverpool started so slowly. That's how it felt.
Yeah.
It just, it was almost, I'm sure that they weren't afraid, but it felt like they were really nervous going into that game. And it started slowly, particularly Fabinho. Normally, he's so good in the middle of the park, and he just wasn't.
He was off it, Fabinho, first half. Yeah,
first
absolutely.
Half an hour, at least, really off it. And then actually Liverpool found their moment and they had a couple of minutes building up to that first goal where they were better and it culminated with the goal. And that boosted them for a large chunk of time. But it was very even. It was very back and forwards. Could have been won by either side. I think Man City will probably feel more aggrieved that they didn't take all 3 points than Liverpool will. I think there was probably more in it for City than there was
Sterling's
Liverpool.
Offside in the second half was toenails offside, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's close, very close.
So I think Man City will feel them more. But it was, it as a semi-neutral in that game, it was a fantastic football match to watch. Normally on a Sunday afternoon, by the time the 4:30 game comes around, if it's not Spurs, I might be feeling a little bit football jaded, having watched Friday night, Saturday lunchtime, Saturday evening, Sunday morning. But actually this one was by far the best game of football I've watched in a very, very long time.
That's good.
Really,
and what, so what about their FPL assets going forward then? Well, are you as buoyant as I am about City? And then and let's, you know, let's talk about their... I don't know if I've got the graphic for fixtures. Let me just have a look. Oh, yes, I did do it, but I was focusing on who's got a double game week in 33. So to that end, let me read you the Man City fixtures coming up. So they've got this Brighton at home game in 33. Just a single game week, so no double, but it's Brighton at home. Then it's Watford at home in 34. I mean, that's KDB captain territory, I think. Although Liverpool are at home to Everton, which is also looking like Salah territory, potentially. Then Man City. So it's Brighton and Watford at home. Leeds away. Newcastle at home. Which, you know, in a way, Newcastle are playing very, very well. But you've just seen what can happen to Newcastle if they come up against a decent side in decent form like Spurs. And Man City, you know, need the points to be the champions, all the rest of it. Then it's the game that... as a Liverpool fan, I'm kind of hoping might be the banana skin, which is West Ham away. West Ham away.
Well, if they play like they did today.
Well, this is it. And West Ham have got other things to think about, haven't they, as well? That's the other point. But so City's next four, as an FPL manager that hasn't got any Man City in my side right now, I feel very exposed there. That is a quartet of games that I'm going to want some Man City representation in, despite the no double in 33.
I mean, I've got Cancelo, who I benched this week. I would love a Man City midfielder. But as I said on the FPL show this week, I feel like the one to have is KDB.
Oh, it undoubtedly is.
But how?
Mm.
Because the only way to have KDB is to sell another premium. And you can't sell Kane. If you own Son, you can't sell Son.
Not at the minute, I don't think you can, no.
You're not going to sell Trent. So that really only leaves you with Salah as an option. And I look at Liverpool's fixtures, I look at the way that he played today, and genuinely, I thought that was the best game of football I'd seen Salah play in a very long time.
Okay.
I still didn't think he was 100% on it, but he was much, much better. And sometimes you need these big games, don't you? When you've had a big disappointment of a season like Salah has had, you know, missing out on AFCON in the final, not qualifying for the World Cup, it's difficult sometimes then to get back into it. But I feel like today was probably what he needed in order for that to happen.
And the Liverpool fixtures, just for context, so what Salah and co have got coming up is obviously this Manchester United game at Anfield next game, which of course doesn't happen yet for, you know, we've got a Benfica game, we've got the City game in the Cup, then we get back to the Premier League with Man United. Then we've got the Merseyside derby. So we've got two of our biggest rivals in the league at home next. Now, you know, we're playing really well. Neither of those teams are pulling up any trees right now, and I would back us for wins, but those games can be unpredictable. Then we've got to go away to Newcastle. Well, the way Newcastle are playing right now, that's a tricky fixture. Then it's Spurs at home, which I've already alluded to. I think you've got the tools to really hurt us, particularly on the counter-attack. What is it after that? Then it's Villa, Southampton away. Listen, Liverpool's running. doesn't look as kind as City's, I don't think. And that's why it was really important, I thought, that Klopp got the win today and didn't. So, straight choice. I mean, Salah to KDB, we're going to be asking this question all week, I think. And I'm going on the FPL pod on Thursday and I'm going to be asked this question. And I have to say, for the first time this whole season, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. There's not many players that I would sell Salah for. I wouldn't even buy Son for him. But KDB, I would sell Salah for KDB at the minute.
You wouldn't sell Salah for Son?
No, because I think with Spurs, you've got Kane there, you've got Kulusevski, you've got other options. At Manchester City, you go for KDB, don't you? I don't think you fart about with Sterling or Grealish or maybe Foden, maybe. But KDB's the man at the minute. He's absolutely firing all cylinders and he's got the bit between his teeth. There's options at Spurs. There's even options at Liverpool, right? Jota's outperforming Salah in terms of FPL points over the last few.
Mm.
Even Mane is, and he's not exactly playing great.
No.
He's got the penalties, he's got the EO, he's got the effective ownership. I understand all of that. But if I'm going to crack on into the top 100k, which I do want to do for the end of the season, then Salah to KDB, that's a risk I think I'm willing to take given my position. And yes, if Salah goes and gets a couple of goals, then no one will be more delighted than I will, trust me. And if that will affect my EO and I'll be down into 200k, maybe 250k. But I'm kind of so what? I'm kind of so what? Because we'll talk about my team in a minute, but I'm about 150, 160k. I want to be in the top 100k. I'm not going to do that unless I take a risk. If I take a risk, it doesn't pay off.
Yeah.
I'm down at 200k,
I mean,
so
I've
what?
Taken a few risks in my wildcard. None of them have paid off, and that's why my rank is
There's nothing wrong with but that. You're having fun with FPL and taking risks. That's what's part of the game.
No, I agree with you. I just... It was that I wouldn't do it for something, which baffles me more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if you're doing it for KDB, then actually you're doing it for Son as well, aren't you? Because you have them both for the price of Salah. You can upgrade because you're going to have, like, people are going to have Coutinho. You take Salah and Coutinho out, you can have KDB and Son.
It's possible. It's possible.
Which...
Yeah, or I have Doherty to Cancelo, which is the other move I mentioned.
Which is a... And it's a conversation, isn't it? Because then suddenly you're thinking... And it is a conversation you have to have with yourself, and only you can. But only you can.
Is it
Salah? No, it is because, the reality is, if you take Salah out,
that's how mad FPL sends you. It's a conversation you have to have with yourself.
It is because if you take Salah out, you're gonna hate it every time Liverpool are playing. It's gonna be torturous.
I'm not, trust me.
For every FPL manager that's not a Liverpool fan, you are. It's gonna be torturous, isn't it? Watching Liverpool without owning Salah is going to feel horrendous.
Sure, it will hurt if he does well in FPL. I have the hedge, if you like. I have the spreading my risk of actually, you know, if he does well, then Liverpool are doing well, and that's
great.
Well,
that's where I feel about Son.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, exactly.
Because every time he bangs, I think that's the top four a little bit closer.
So you wouldn't do it then? Salah to KDB, that's a no from you.
I don't. I have to think about it.
I have to talk with myself. Brilliant. Anything else to say about this game other than Jota gets another goal? So here's another reason to sell Salah, is that actually there's other options in the Liverpool midfield that are doing just as good. Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, Jota looks great.
Yeah. I can see it.
He looks great and he's back on form like we all owned him earlier on in the season. The problem is, and we're back in this mode of like the midfield spots are really hard to fill, but this time the midfield spots are really hard to fill and you've got to have Kane.
Oh, my little...
What just happened?
My little alert box is working again.
Right, but that wasn't Son. Oh,
no, it wasn't, was it? I was expecting to see a little Son emoji there or a little
what
something.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm still trying stuff out, Sam, as you
have
know.
Have you been doing stuff since you got back from the stag do?
Yeah, I've been trying some stuff
How
out.
How many pints did you have this weekend?
Quite a lot of pints, yes.
It's no wonder it's
quite
not worked, is it?
We went to a pub, right? Like, quick tangent. There's a place in Prague. And it's basically you have a different stag group on each table.
Was it just full of men?
And it was full of blokes, yes, of course. And you're pulling you can pull your own pints at the table. And they basically it's the team that drinks the most amount of litres of beer. And they have like a score table on. We came third out of a room of seven tables, so we did ourselves justice. But we did stop to have some nachos, so you know.
That would have been your idea.
It was my idea. 100%.
If you've stopped having nachos, that's 100% your decision, Bonfield.
I cannot drink
Spoiler
a beer without
alert,
having nachos. Oh,
Lee
man.
Is absolutely nachos obsessed.
Oh, got to. Yeah, got to. Got
and if
to.
He's drinking, he's got to have a snack.
The Smiths, 1986, Azzy is in. He says, feels like you go on a stag do every weekly.
Yes, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Azzy?
This is the end of Stags now. I've had two in the last 3 weeks. Both
you are
in
away again, aren't you, in May?
I am away in May, but not
Maybe
a Stags.
Maybe you take Wigan up a holiday at the end of this
okay.
stream.
Okay, but as he's back at in with a super stream. Chat, he says, Liverpool versus City FA Cup semi-final win. Momentum changer? Do you think the FA Cup semi-final will affect the momentum in the league? Do you
could
think
do.
That's a thing? Could be.
It could do, but the problem is that it's going to be past the FPL deadline by the time that momentum shift happens.
Difficult, isn't it?
So it's very hard. And this is why game week 33 is actually quite a challenge, because there's some quite big decisions to be made. I mean, if Salah was to just, you know, get the flu and have to miss game week 33...
What? Don't think so. Can you go and have a word with yourself again, please? You know, have a little chat with yourself.
When
or whatever
are you
going to
have some more nachos?
I'd love some nachos right now. That'd be great. Right,
I'd
so
like
Man
a better
City,
cup of tea.
Man City, Liverpool for sure. One of the games
it's
of the
tough.
Season.
It's tough to call as to what you do as well, because it is going to come.
FPL,
it's going to come down to decisions between: do you go for the City player or do you go with the Liverpool player?
Yeah. For sure, though, it's going to be difficult having Salah, Kane, and De Bruyne. It's difficult.
It's going to be difficult if you also want to cover that with a Liverpool defender, a Chelsea defender, a Man City defender. That's when it becomes tough.
Yeah. All right. What else to discuss, Sam? I'll tell you what we'll do. What I'd like to share with you now is,
what are you doing now?
No, it's just a screen that I've brought up before. This is the, these are the teams that double in 33. So I wouldn't mind a bit of a chat with you about Newcastle United.
Sure.
Good result of the weekend. Obviously a bad one against Spurs a couple of weeks ago, but bounced back this game week. So proves to me that Newcastle's still on the right path. They're on the right trajectory. And like you say, says more about Spurs than it does about Newcastle on that particular day.
Yeah.
What looks like on paper, one of the better double game weeks that we've seen this season as they've popped up, Leicester and Crystal Palace at home.
Yeah.
You've got Dubravka, and you've got Ryan Fraser, who you've now got to do something with. How do you want to invest, or how are you looking to invest in Newcastle in game week 33, or are you not?
I was all aboard the Newcastle train. I'd done my two. I was thinking, right, I've doubled up there. Of course, I picked the wrong goalkeeper this week as well, didn't I? But anyway...
Did you play Ramsdale, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I said you can't beat yourself up for that.
I said
Brian
to you, drive into the FPL show, didn't I? We had a conversation about my goalkeepers, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to pick the wrong one. Whichever one I don't play is going to clean sheet, of course.
Yeah.
But I was pleased, because I was like, I'm invested in the defence. That feels nice, because I've got Dubravka. I probably would have had Shah had it not fitted better on my wild card to just have him have a spare goalkeeper in Dubravka for the bench boost purposes.
Sure.
And then I'd gone for Fraser because he was the one I fancied. I've been talking about him for weeks. I could have waited to do it next week, but I did fancy them to beat Wolves this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was right about the result. It's just he's done his hamstring. And so I'm going to have to wait on news. I think the reality of the situation is he's not going to play. And therefore, I'll have to sell him back out again, which is incredibly frustrating. So then the question is, do I go back in on somebody else from Newcastle?
Well, Torben Nielsen, thank you, Torben, for the comment in the live chat. Newcastle are on the beach. I'm not sure they are. There's a little smiley emoji after this. Maybe Torben's joking with us, but I'm not sure that they are. I think Eddie Howe's going to want to do... I think he's going to want to finish strong.
The
and he's the sort of manager I think is going to want to have the best finish that he can. And those players, listen, if you're at Newcastle United right now, one thing's for sure... You know there's an influx of players coming in the summer, right?
You do.
You know your place is going to be
it's
up for grabs.
Yeah.
Under threat is the right phrase, yes. So if I were a Newcastle player, I'd be doing everything I can between now and the end of the season to make sure that that's my shirt.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. So I'm not sure I don't think they're going to be on the beach, Newcastle. I think they are highly investable ahead of 33. And then, of course, it's Norwich after that. Gets a bit more difficult with Liverpool, City and then Arsenal, but... 33 and 34 look good.
Yeah, that's why I've done it.
So where else would you go then? Would you go to the fourth highest scoring BPS player of the week, Chris Wood, up front? We go for Chris Wood?
Well, I've got a problem there, haven't I? Because I've got a midfielder with a problem. I don't really want a -4. So in order to swap for Chris Wood, I would have to be a -4. I could lose... Oh, fake horse. could lose Weghorst, but then he's doubling as well, so I can't really count. I'm stuck in a trap.
I said this last week. I said Weghorst, you've got Norwich, and then you've got a double. He's there. You ain't selling him, are you? You're stuck with him.
No, it's just another...
Same with me and Lacazette. I'm stuck with him.
Just have to ride it out until the end of game week 33, and then I can sell him. Happily sell him for literally anybody else in the whole game.
Yeah.
I'll sell him for myself. I'll price myself at 3.5.
So in the midfield then, would you go from Fraser sideways to someone else? Have you got your eye on... It's difficult, isn't it?
Joe Linton?
Well, no, not really, no.
No, exactly. No. There's not really anyone that massively stands out, because Max is a forward.
So Max is a forward, unfortunately, for you. Yeah, absolutely.
So there isn't really anyone else at Newcastle that really floats my boat. Midfield.
Defensively, then, let's talk about it. You've got Dubravka, but I think it's Shah, isn't it?
It's Shah.
I think if you're going to go with someone, yeah.
If you're going in on Newcastle, you go Shah, yeah, because he's got the attacking threat. I mean, Dubravka's fine if you want a goalkeeper. If you're bench boosting like I am and you've got, I don't know, Sanchez, no, because he's got a double, but I mean, it's a difficult one, but he's got a double. If you've got a goalkeeper that's not got a double and you want rid... Watford, if you've got Foster and you've got a little bit of extra money and you want to go to Bravka instead, then yeah, I think that's a decent enough move if you're bench boosting.
Yeah.
Because obviously most people are going to have Ramsdale anyway with a double.
Had a good game, Shah, didn't he, the weekend? He got booked, which actually affects his bonus points. He was very close to some bonus. He was on 24, as you can see there on screen, guys. And I think it was a save or maybe a couple of passes completed by Dubravka that pushed Dubravka into the one bonus point.
Yeah, just to rub it in.
And just pushed Shah out of it. But on another week, he could have had bonus points, Shah. So what does that tell you? That tells you that he's doing a lot of underlying stuff that's good for fantasy, like the pass completion rate, like the CBI, the clearances, the blocks, interceptions. So I like him, and he's cheap. He's got this double game week coming up. He's a bit of a no-brainer, I think, to have him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, what else do you want to discuss from the double game week? What other... I mean, we need to have a quick chat about...
We've got to talk about Man United, because...
Go on, then.
Man United do double. It's a mixed bag double, because obviously Liverpool are in there.
Yeah.
But honestly, they were terrible. Did you watch it?
No, we didn't watch it. You're going to have to talk, because I've got a hug in my throat.
You deal with that. It was genuinely, I sat down, I took the kiddies out in the morning, and I sat down. Well, the kids are water now as well.
I need all the water I can get here.
I sat down to watch it, and I was genuinely surprised by how good Everton looked. And then I thought, no, Sam, this is more about Manchester United. Sorry,
are United on the beach
fans.
Then? Are they a bit beat up,
well,
or are they just not
be,
bothered?
Can they? They can't be, and they shouldn't be, but I think there's too much, there's clearly a problem in the dressing room, whether they say it or not. Like somebody said, I think it was one of the guys in the Slack said, or somebody said, these players, within 20 minutes of the game, their PR people behind the scenes on their Instagrams, Facebooks, whatever, were already writing the apology message ready to put out at the end of the game. We're sorry.
Yeah.
And it felt like that. It was an apologetic performance from them. They looked disinterested, but they can't be disinterested because, as we had this conversation coming back from the FPL show the other night, they are going to get a new manager. They're probably going to get Ten Hag, but then it's not been officially announced yet. So what's going on there? I don't know.
Well, if he's got any sense, Ten Hag,
he's
surely
probably thinking, why am I going?
He's
here?
Probably looking at this, thinking, what am I letting myself in for here? And there's a very good chance they're not going to get Champions League football next season.
Well, this is the problem. So they've got this team of players who, on paper, and I go back to this, they look like a decent team. On paper, there are some great players in there. But they are not performing.
Mm.
So they're not going to get in the Champions League, I doubt. Very much doubt it. Everyone else would have to fall apart and they would have to start performing.
No, I don't see it.
So if they're not going to make Champions League next year, how are they going to attract the biggest names in the game? Well, they're not. We found that out by missing out on the Champions League. You can't attract the best players in the game, and the ones that you do have want to leave if you don't make the Champions League. So it's very difficult. I look at them, I on paper think I should invest. And then I watch them and I think, under no circumstances.
No. Yeah. Let's not talk too much. I could sit here for an hour and go in on Man United and what's wrong there, but I'm not going to. They're not investable for me. Plus,
they're interested in Everton.
Arsenal away in 34, which, you know, is also a tricky fixture with Arsenal actually playing for something. Listen, even Brentford, Brighton, Chelsea is not,
Brentford,
you know, it's not a given,
great.
Is it, at the moment? So, yeah, not investable, and I'm not going anywhere near Manchester United. As Andrew Yee is saying in the chat, United players don't care. The club is rotten. Many of the players know they are leaving. And I think you're absolutely right, Andrew. I think you're absolutely spot on. So the less said about Man United, the better. Even with a fixture as tasty as Norwich at home.
Norwich looked all right today.
Norwich looked okay. And, you know, stranger things have happened. So where else do you want to discuss? I don't want to discuss Man United any longer. Can we have a chat about Arsenal? I mean, they do have a double.
Yes.
Blip this game? I mean, what's going on here? Brighton finally
My fear was that Saka was going to play left back. That's what happened.
And that is what happened, yeah.
And I was really worried about it. I was really worried.
That tells
you
how much he fancies Tavares. No, he doesn't at all.
And we've had this conversation as well, didn't we? And he took him off. He was that bad. He took him off at half-time in the last game. And I said, I was really worried about it. It was part of the reason that I ruled him out of the captaincy quite early on. Because I just thought, if he's going to play at left back, I'm not interested. That if he's going to play at left bank, I'm not interested, still stands. And this is
I can't believe that he'd done that, you know.
Why?
He's their best player. You don't put him at left back.
I don't disagree with you. He is their best player, but they've got other decent players in the middle, like Martinelli, like Smith Rowe. They've got other good options in the midfield. They've got no one else at left back because Tavares is appalling.
So, you might
have to sacrifice having him in midfield. However, that's better than putting Tavares at left back.
Yeah. Is this a problem then for us Saka owners going forward? Is he going to be left back regularly? Because if he is, that is a problem.
Well, I mean, yes, he might be.
Yeah.
Then really, and they, oh, blinking again.
There we go, there's another super chat.
But Sam,
where's
Sam?
There's my little chat icon, super chat icon. I need to, this clearly needs to improve, guys. I'm trying stuff out. I've got to get the little Son thing back. The thing is, Son was for new subs. And it was Salah for new. We can't have had any new subscribers because Son hasn't flashed up. If you're not subbed to the channel, sub, and we'd love to see if that works.
So we need someone else for super chats.
The new members was Salah.
Yeah.
So super chats at the moment is just a little icon. So I need to change that. I need to come up with something a bit.
Conte.
No. Come on. I've already got one Spurs GIF. I don't need to. No. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit.
Get KDB.
But it's Dal that's in with the super chat. Hey, Dal. Thank you for the super chat. Free hit 33. So we haven't discussed what you may or may not do in terms of chips over the next few weeks. But Dal is considering a free hit in 33. I have to admit, just to talk a bit more macro for 1 minute, if you've got one free hit left, like I have, I'm saving mine for 36, 37. But as we pointed out in the FPL show, or Kelly actually, I got it wrong. So I was saying, you know, you could play, if you've got two left, one in 36, 37. You can't, of course, you can't play them in back-to-back consecutive game weeks. So if you've got two left, maybe playing one in 33 does make sense this week. Maybe it does. And Dal is playing his in a 3-4-3 with Dubravka, Telles. Not sure about that. Shah, yes. Gabriel, maybe, depending on how Arsenal are looking defensively, because it's not looking great with Saka at left back, but okay.
It sort of covers Ramsdale, doesn't it?
Bruno, captain in midfield.
Oh my God.
Not sure about that either. Saka, who we've just talked about. Martinelli, Corne, Wood, Ronaldo, and Kane. Right, what are your thoughts?
My immediate problem with that is it's gone way in on the double game weekers, and I'm not convinced that there's enough really, really good doubles to sacrifice all the single game weekers that are going to have a decent game. Like, you've got Kane in there, yes, but I would want Son against Brighton in game week 33.
Yeah, you have got some decent single game weekers, like Watford at home at West Ham are at home to Burnley.
Man City.
You've got Spurs at home to Brighton. You've got... Is it Brighton you're playing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is Brighton. You've got Man City as well in there. You've got Liverpool at home to Man United. Can you call that a fit? I don't know. But there's
a lot of decent
reasonable-looking single game weeks. Yeah.
And I think you just need to be wary of going all in on the double game week players for the sake of double game week. Veghorst should be a prime example of this, right? There are some good double game weekers, but in any other game week, would you captain Bruno? No, I don't think you would.
I
wouldn't even have him.
If you're going to free hit and you've got Telles, Bruno, captain and Ronaldo, that's just, doesn't sound right to me.
If I was going to free hit...
I know they've got Norwich and Lewis, it's a double game, I get it, but... Ooh,
I wouldn't put any
know.
Man United players in on a free hit.
Yeah, we kind of just had that discussion, didn't we? We kind of had that discussion. Question from the... actually, let's just finish up on Arsenal then. So we've had the Saka conversation. Advise me. I've got Lacazette.
You've got to keep him. He's got a double.
I've got to. If you've got any other Arsenal assets, if you've got Martinelli, if you've got Odegaard, if you've got Smith Rowe, you've got Lacazette, you are keeping ahead of a double. You're not selling.
You have to.
You're not selling.
Then you sell him after game week 33.
Yes, you probably do, because then it's what, Manchester United at home, then it's West Ham away, Leeds at home. So it's not exactly terrible for Arsenal after that, but I can't sell him ahead of a double game week.
No, but you can take him down and use that money elsewhere, which will be important after the double game week.
Yeah, okay, very good. FPL Harry is here.
Hey, how are we doing, Harry?
Very nice to see you, mate.
See you at
very
Fest
nice
in a couple of weeks, I assume,
in a couple of weeks, yes. I hope he's going to be there.
He will be there.
Just before we get onto our team, Sam, we wrap up the live stream. What else do you want to discuss? I do just want to have a quick shout out to Chelsea, because we can't let that result go.
I'm not happy with
it. We can't let that pass. I mean, what an unbelievable result that is for Chelsea. It reminded me a little bit of when Spurs went there last season and Southampton just failed to adapt in-game to what was going on. And they just made mistake after mistake after mistake. But take nothing away from the Chelsea boys. They have been a little bit hit and miss lately, and they have got, you know, an incredibly big game coming up against Karim Benzema's Real Madrid again in the week. But 6-0 at St Mary's, not to be sniffed at. That's great.
No, they were fantastic, and the thing is, they were all fantastic. Like all of the ones that we talk about.
Great team performance, yeah. Harry saying just arrived in time. You did, mate. Yes, you did. Yeah.
Yeah, they were all fantastic. I was still with my parents when this one was going on. I went over there. I got there when Chelsea were 4-0 up, and I said to my dad, I said, Dad, you picked the wrong game to go to last time, didn't you? And he was like, tell me about it, because he was there at the Brentford game.
He went to Brentford, didn't he? Yeah.
He was like, yeah, tell me about it. And then obviously they'd had the midweek disaster. But I think I was really impressed. I was particularly impressed by Mason Mount, because he's been getting a bit of stick in the press over his last couple of performances. But I thought that he was really, really good in this
game.
Very good. But I thought there were a number of really good performances out there. I mean, what is even my... Hey!
There's sunshine! Your little gift, you see? Thank you, Loffy Boy, for subscribing to the channel. There you go. New subs. You get Son. You get the little picture frame. What's not to like? Come on, subs to the channel.
I lost my train of thought. Going Rudiger... Going James over Rudiger 2 weeks ago was a disaster, wasn't it, really? With James coming on for yet another one-pointer. But let's see what happens in the Champions League. And then obviously they've got... Because they've also then got the Champions League and the FA Cup to play before the next play in the league, which is somewhat concerning as a James owner bench boosting this week. Because, I mean, at least he's always coming on, I suppose, for a one-point cameo.
So the Chelsea fixtures from game week 34 look very good indeed. It's West Ham, it's Everton, it's Wolves, it's Leeds. It looks great. But this Arsenal game coming up in 33, Chelsea aren't naturally a team, I don't think, as FPL managers, we're going to gravitate towards in 33, because they don't have a double. And again, they've got his Arsenal, which looks difficult on paper. Would you be tempted to bring in a Chelsea player in 33, or would you just hold for this week if you've got them? Don't buy, don't sell, and just wait for 34?
I don't think I would buy, but that's not anything actually to do with the Chelsea midfield. That's more to do with the fact that there's that game in the FA Cup between the game week deadline and that. I think that feels really risky in a double game week to do that. But I do really like the Chelsea midfield.
Yes.
And they will be a team that I look to invest in the midfield ahead of game week 34.
Very good. All right, so Chelsea very much on the radar. Probably not on my game week 33 radar, but for game week 34, they are absolutely going to be there. And by then, we will, of course, know a lot more about what they're doing in the Cup, what they're doing in Europe. If they're out of Europe, which, you know, let's face it, it's going to be difficult to overturn that against Real.
Well, that'll make my life easier in the league.
Then you possibly go and invest in them. Yeah, absolutely. One last question before we go to our teams. What are you doing about Weghorst?
I'm stuck with him. He's like that Klingon.
Oh, my days.
He's like, you know when you're at school and there's that like weird person that just clings on to you?
No.
For like 6 years of school and you go, oh, okay, it's fine.
I wouldn't know about that. I wasn't popular enough.
What are you talking about?
Do you have a load of Klingons, did you, at school?
No, not really. But you know, there's always somebody that you just, you know, like you feel bad.
Or were you a Klingon?
Probably. On and then that would be it then, and then they come with me forever. But anyway, this is a side chat, but I feel like I'm stuck with Weghorst at least for 33.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, Vout, if you're watching.
Because you will be, of course. Yeah, go on.
You owe me. You owe me at least two goals in this double game.
It's not just you, Sam. He owes a lot of people.
Well,
he owns a lot of people.
All of his owners.
West Ham away, Saints at home. Do you think he's going to get much out of them? Don't see
no.
It. Don't see
but
it.
But he owes us.
You don't see it. The chat is saying you should sell him for Ivan Toney, Sam. What are you feeling about that?
I've got a Ryan Fraser-shaped problem to deal with, everyone.
A Ryan Fraser-shaped problem.
Veikkaus is the last of my worries right now.
All right, well, let's talk about your worries. Let's talk about the team.
How am I over 300k? What happened?
Yeah, it's not going that well, is it?
I was at 80k.
Yeah, it's not going that well. I think that is mainly down to you selling Son, isn't it? You think about the last couple of game weeks.
This?
Well, no, the last couple of game weeks, not having Son has hurt me, but the rest of my team has kind of made me muddle through. But you've not had Son and you've not had a lot of other performances. So
well, I'm benching Dubravka and Cancelo's points for a one-pointer from Ramsdale. And, well, the only player I would really have benched is...
You can't beat yourself up about that, Sam. Dubravka versus Ramsdale. You are playing Ramsdale all day, in my opinion.
Well, I was
all day.
As you know, I was very close on that. Look, it's just been one. It's been another week, and it is what it is. I think I'm going to play my bench piece next week.
Okay.
And we see where we land.
Ryan Fraser to who? What are you saying?
I don't know yet. I mean, okay. I've got a million, so I can go up. I think it's a million from Fraser. But I would...
Just get a Dewsbury Hall. Be done with it. What a legend. Goal and assist today. Shouted him out on Thursday, didn't I, on the FPL show? Dewsbury Hall.
Yeah, but that was ridiculous as well. Because where did it even come from when you shouted
out? I don't know. Genuinely.
We went off air and you went, why did I say Dewsbury Hall?
There was a question on Ramsey replacements. And I was in my head, because it's live on the FPL show, right? You've got to think on your feet. And I was like, oh my, Ramsey? You can't go anywhere from Ramsey. He's so cheap. I was just like... Dewsbury Hall's all right. He plays for Leicester. Yeah. and then they were like, cut, well done, guys. That's a wrap. And I was just like, Dewsbury Hall? Where have I got that from? So I said that out loud. And then he gets a goal and assist. What a boy.
I'm not opposed to a -4 going into bench boost week. So I'll be waiting to see what happens over the course of this week. And obviously, making some decisions. It's Easter weekend, of course. So decisions on Good Friday could be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I'm not opposed. And of course, I've got a lot of players that are going to be playing European football in midweek, because I've got Reece James out, I've got Trent and Salah out in midweek, I've got Maddison. So there's going to be a number of Cancelo, there's going to be a number of players there that I'm going to be watching closely to make sure that they, one, make it through the game. Because if Salah does ping something in midweek, I hope he doesn't, I'm not saying I want him to, but if he did... then my whole strategy on Fraser would be entirely different, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'd just go Salah down to Son, and I would go Fraser up probably to somebody like KDB.
Yeah. A lot of the chat saying Gordon. No Gordon in this team. Fancy him.
No, I'd sold Gordon for Fraser.
Oh my God, did you? Is that the move you did?
Yes.
Oh, Sharon, that's a stinker. You did Gordon to Fraser.
Right. Fraser with a double game week next week. And
ouch,
Gordon,
man.
It was playing Man United.
Oh.
And this is what I mean
it's
about...
It's not going for you in a minute,
no,
is it? It's having
can't
a nightmare in a minute.
Just
oh,
can't catch
bless
break.
You.
No, it's just one of them things, isn't it? It's like there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes you have the luck and sometimes you don't have the luck and you just have to ride it out. So we'll have to see where we end up. But
right.
I'll be watching the European matches very closely.
Okay, so overall rank of 302k, 48 points this week. It's been another difficult week. I'm sure you will bounce back. Speaking of difficult weeks, another red arrow for me. I say another red arrow. I've had a few greens recently. Again, no Son, right? That's the big, that's the swing this week. If you've got Son, you've done well. If you haven't, you haven't. It's basically how it's going to go for most of you this week, I'm sure. But Kane captain was okay. Kulusevski, can he cover Son? Well, can to a degree here. What else happened? I brought in Shah and I brought in Maddison this week, so that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, Barnes got benched, didn't
I? I benched Gordon, which was a pain in my ass because it was a bit of a 50-50 call as to whether he or Robbo or Roberts played, and I just fancied Burnley to go. Given they've got everything to fight for against one of their rivals at the bottom, I thought put in a bit of a performance there, Burnley, but clearly not.
They were awful.
So serves me right for playing, you know, bloody Roberts, wherever I should have been playing,
You weren't going to play Gordon against Man United.
In hindsight, I should have, though. They're better at Goodison. It's Man United who are rubbish. And I almost swore then. It's Roberts, for God's sake. Right? I mean, play Gordon. He's a midfielder. It's more exciting league. Come on, what are you doing? It's all 2020 hindsight. Hindsight's 2020, right? But anyway.
It's because you want a stag, do.
That's...
drunk.
That could be true. Yes, there's possibly an element of that comes into it. I don't know. But, you know, there it is. Yeah, 57 points. In the end, a fairly average game. I think I've gone down about 10k. So given that I've not got Son, I don't feel too bad about that. No, I don't feel too bad about that. It's a slip, but it's not catastrophic. I got Doherty. Would have liked him to have a six-pointer. I think he could have had points in that game if he'd stayed on the pitch. So I was devastated. So now I've got to think about what happens to him. And yeah, my initial thoughts, I have to say to you, somewhat reluctantly,
is to go Doherty
and Salah to KDB and to Cancelo. That is what I'm considering. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did my husband come back off the stag do? Well, or did you send an alien imposter?
Maybe I've left a bit of my FPL brain in Prague, Sam. I don't know. But selling Salah to KDB right now, given what we read out before about the fixtures, I mean, KDB at home to Watford in 34. Now, yes, Pep Roulette. Yes. He'll get benched and I'll get nothing, I'm sure, right? But at the minute, Pep is in a title battle. He knows he is. He's battling on three different fronts, and he's in. Liverpool are mounting a very tough title challenge. He knows he's got to play his best team. He cannot afford to entertain Watford at home and do anything other than smash them to pieces and be 3 or 4 nil up, and then take his De Bruyne's off, and then take his Sterling's off, and then rest his jewels, right? So I don't think De Bruyne gets rested much throughout these games, despite the fact they've got a Champions League run going. It goes back to what I just said, Sam, right? I go back 20 minutes ago. What I said was, I'm at 166k. I want to finish in the top 100k. I'm not going to do that by keeping Salah. I could keep Salah and I'll go bop, 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 finish the season 130k and I'll be like, well, that was fun, wasn't it? Or I sell Salah for KDB. I take a risk. If Salah goes off, I'm happy because I'm a Liverpool fan. And if KDB goes off, then I go bop, 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 and I go up into the top 100k. Which is where I want to be. And if it doesn't work and Salah goes off, I'm happy as a Liverpool fan. I got a 200k and I'm like, c'est la vie. Because I was at 160k, 150k and I was pretty bored there anyway. So what's the difference between a season ending at 160k and 200k? Nothing for me. But what's the difference between ending at 150 and the top 100? That's big, because that's where I want to be. So take a risk. That's what I'm thinking. Of course, loads of football still to play. Champions League, FA Cup, I'm not doing anything. I'm not knee-jerking anything today, guys. I'm not making any transfers, but that is currently my thoughts. It is Cancelo and KDB in for Doherty and Salah. Captaincy for next week. Early thoughts? Double game week coming up?
This is hard.
It is. You're right, it is.
Because it's the double thing. So I'm really torn because if I captain a double game week player... The only one that I'm vaguely interested in.
Yes.
Probably is Saka, and I'm not really if he's going to play left back again.
You don't. So he's a risk to captain now, Saka.
So it rules him really out of the conversation. Yeah. He was firmly in the conversation. Yeah, he's now firmly parked.
Harvey Barnes
is in the conversation, but he was benched today.
Trust him as captain, Harvey Barnes?
No, absolutely
poor
not.
That's a risk, isn't it?
And so then it goes back to
Dubravka.
So then I go back to, it would have been Ryan Fraser, I'll probably put it on Veghorst, why not? So then I'm back to, why am I trusting the double game week is just because they have a double, why don't I go with a single game weeker who I trust?
Mm.
But I never captain the 12:30, so that rules Spurs out.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys.
So where
am I? A couple of guys, just before we finish that captaincy chat, which is a good chat, we need to have it. Some guys in the live chat saying, it's just been announced, you might want to check this, Doherty out for the season, people are saying... I want to check that. Don't know. Just saying it. Saying what I've read in the live chat. Have a look at it. but while you're doing that, sorry to throw that at you. Captaincy for next week for me, it is a difficult one. There's no doubt about it. It's a difficult one. I must admit, the way that you boys are playing, the way that Spurs are playing at home to Brighton. I know Brighton just got a good result at Arsenal, but on their day, I can for sure see Kane and Kulusevski and Son doing some bits for you again. I really can. So I'm tempted, even in a double game week, where if I look at my double, how many double game weekers am I going to have? I'm going to have Shaw, I'm going to have Roberts, I'm going to have Madison, I'm going to have Saka, I'm going to have Lacazette, and I'm going to have, that's it, isn't it? Gordon hasn't got one. No. So I'm going to have 6 double game weekers, and I've got 1 free transfer. So... yeah, I mean, if I'm going to do my Man City moves, then they've not got a double game week, so I'm going to be rocking with 6 double game weeks. Is that enough? What do you think is the right amount of double game weekers to have for next week? Or is there a right amount?
There isn't a right amount.
Right.
I mean, I think we have this all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
It's like, I think the wrong amount is a whole team of 11. If you're free hitting, that's a mistake, because there will be single game weekers that have got nice fixtures, that are in good form, that do well. I think a Newcastle defender, somebody from Leicester, maybe two from Leicester, a couple of Arsenal, probably Ramsdale and goal. I don't know if I'd go... If I was free hitting, I don't think I'd go Saka. I think I'd go Martinelli,
okay,
or Odegaard over Saka. Who else is doubling? Southampton, theirs is all right. Maybe one of them. Broya, maybe.
Harry's saying, if Doherty's out for the season, would you bring in an Emerson Royale or a Sessegnon or a Reguilón? Well, you go one of these guys.
Reguilón and Sessegnon are on the same side, so they're going to rotate. So it's Royale.
So it's Royale's the one to have.
So his medial collateral ligament in his knee will be out for 12 weeks.
Oh, no. That's bad.
I mean,
that's
the start of next season
that's
as well.
That's bad, man. He's just starting to get his rhythm, wasn't he? That's a bad one, that.
12 weeks.
That's a bad one. He's got a bit of a... He's got a history, isn't he, with injury, Doherty, unfortunately. So
that's an easy one for you then.
Well, he's out, isn't he? That's my transfer for next week. I've got to sort Doherty out. And given that I want to go up to Cancelo, I've got to find some money from somewhere. Going to be an interesting week, isn't it?
Five or six. Seven. How many doublers have I got? I've got quite a few, but then that's only because I'm bench boosting.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of...
I think six or seven is kind of fine, right? I'm looking at it and I'm not blown away by this game week, right? I'm actually quite excited. If I was a Newcastle fan, I'd be excited about what's coming up. Leicester and Crystal Palace at home, followed by Norwich. That looks very good indeed.
Mm.
Elsewhere, I think if you've got one Leicester, maybe two. If you've got a Southampton, you ain't selling, are you? If you've got one or two Arsenal, that's okay. What, are you going in all in on Man United? Are you going all in on Brighton? Are you going all in on Burnley? No.
I've got nine.
Nine? Well, that's pretty good. And you're bench boosting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of them is Ryan Fraser.
So you do need to do something with him. Okay.
So I've got to fix
okay. Well, listen, lots to be discussed over the next week or so. And Harry is saying sell Huang Lee. Yeah, he's proper useless. Yeah, you're right, Harry. You're absolutely right. But if Doherty's out for 12 weeks, he's the one, really. I've got to sort him out. So there we go, guys. That is my team. 166k, not where I want to be. And if I want to be in the top 100k, I've got to make some moves. And it could be that Kevin De Bruyne comes in for Mo Salah. More on that on, wait for it, Thursday, when I will be on the official FPL show podcast. So what else is coming up this week, Sam?
Easter.
Good, yes, Easter. So there will be some chocolate about.
Oh, there'll be a lot of chocolate knocking about. Nothing else this week. Well, because I don't think I'm going to Q&A this week either.
Right, okay, wow.
Because it's Good Friday. Well, it's Good Friday, so
right, okay.
It's bank holiday, isn't it?
Okay.
So I don't know. I have to speak with my chum, Az.
With
see.
Az. You and Az will be
see,
on
you know,
be
I didn't make
on.
It yeah, last week because you were on a stag do and I had to deal with the kids, so
yeah,
Johnny
sure
had to stand in for me. So yeah, hopefully we'll sort out a Q&A. And then, yeah, otherwise, I think I'm on the FPL show. I don't know if it's the week after or the week after. I'm so confused as to what actually day is. 10th.
Next week.
Podcast for you coming up. Yeah. Podcast.
So there we go. All right. So look out for me on the official FPL podcast on Thursday with Kelly Summers and another host of guests. I don't know who's on actually yet. We'll only find out a bit later in the week, but usual suspects, I suspect it'll be the likes of Adrian Clarke or Jules Lallon or somebody like that. So look out for me on there. Well done if you've got up in the sort of what? 50s, 60s, if you've got anywhere sort of 60 plus this week.
Particularly if you've got a green arrow.
You are doing very well indeed. And if you Captain Son, that's the one. The one you want.
How do
it?
I make
Son
Fraser become
very
Son?
Good. How do you make Fraser become Son? And tell you what, that's what we'll do for this week, Sam. You ponder how you make Fraser into Son, and I'll ponder how I make Doherty into Cancelo.
Without selling Salah.
Without selling Salah. It's going to be a difficult week, isn't it? Be a difficult week. Guys, leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button if you're new around here. We'll see you this time next week for another FPL family. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.